Hi, this is Russ Volkman with the Integral Leadership Collaborative Conference, and today I'm interviewing Mark Edwards, a man I've had huge respect for many years now, it seems. He's the author of a book that is really quite remarkable, Organizational Transformation for Sustainability and Integral Meta-Theory, but don't go out and try and buy it right away because it sells for over $100, and until Rutledge gets it in paperback, you're probably not going to be able to afford it. And I'll ask him when that might be. He's also an assistant professor in ethics in the business school at the University of Western Australia, and has presented at the Integral Theory Conference in California just last year. So, hi, Mark. How are you doing today?
Russ, I'm fine. It's lovely to see you.
Great. What are some of the kinds of things that you're working on these days that are really exciting for you?
Well, you know, you mentioned there that I'm teaching ethics in this business school. And some might say, you know, business ethics, it's a little bit of an oxymoron, you know.
But,
But it is very exciting to you know, ethics is one of these areas which just crosses every possible boundary, and yet is very you know, constrained by a number of factors, you know, the least of which is, you know, this whole issue about the encounter with limits that we're engaging with globally in every possible way, versus in the natural environment, social environments, politically, economically. So this area of ethics has been, you know, taking up a lot of my time teaching, and I've been teaching it to postgraduate MBA and executive management students, and you know, really trying to, I guess, find a way through some of these huge dilemmas as to, you know, how do we connect with these global issues with the personal, you know, with our everyday workplace actions? How do we make these connections? And particularly, how do we feel a sense of responsibility in our work when workplaces are often, you know, they divorce the sense of connectedness that we have with communities and so forth, often that, you know, in organisations are very powerful now, you know, out of the top 100 economies in the world, 52 of them are actually not nation states, they're corporation-based economies, yeah? So organisations are incredibly powerful, they have this massive influence, and yet the sort of the pressure to have this very narrow range of moral responsibilities is growing more and more powerful because the, you know, if it's opened up, then it encounters all of these different pressures, you know, and so organizations just are caught in this position. They don't know what to do. They don't know whether to open up and face these issues or to continue, you know, with the head down, bum up, sort of, you know, the business of business is doing business approach, right?
Right.
So, ethics is one area. I'm also working in a number of, you know, looking at writing in a number of the areas. Climate change, I'm doing some work on climate change, looking at the impact of, we have this very strange sort of phenomenon in the developed world with climate change, that of the support for government action, the support for social policy, the support for and the understanding of the human factors behind the climate change phenomenon is actually decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's fewer and fewer people are actually willing to say it's human induced. Fewer and fewer people are actually willing to support government action on the issue, and yet our evidence for this, you know, has been growing and growing. The consensus was reached some decades back by those who know, by the client scientists themselves. But now the level of science and understanding and knowledge we have of what's actually happening is quite impressive, you know. Right. So we have these two trends: decreasing public support, increasing scientific information. And so I think there's this very powerful meeting of global forces, very powerful issues focused around how these messages are conveyed, how they're received, how they're manipulated, how they're expressed very poorly by you know, scientists, how they're manipulated in the media for political reasons, and manipulated by organisations to enable their continued, you know, same old
right. way
of organising.
Right.
So the climate change issue, obviously, you know, I think it's starting to engage us all, and I know that in the integral community, you know, AQUAL informed integral community, that it's been a big topic for a number of years.
Particularly around sustainability, I suppose.
Yeah. And I'm also doing my work on meta theory. I'm continuing that, working with some colleagues, Marcus Maltz and Vendelin Coopers, on a book that we're calling Big Picture Science, which is an introductory text for the area of meta theory and integral meta theory, integral in its broad sense, not in the Wilberian sense, integral as all streams of integrative, comprehensive meta theory building and testing and so on.
Yeah.
So that's a project which it's a little bit, you know, it's progressing. We need to get that one finished up.
It's always interesting trying to write with other people, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm probably the one that's holding that project back, more than anyone else. So.
I know the feeling. Can you tell us a bit about the ideas or experience that you think you'll be talking with us about at the conference?
Yes, well, you know, in terms of leadership, I think globally we're in a very difficult position. I guess this issue of global leadership, you know, of how leadership emerges to deal with these global crises. You know, we can see often people in positions of immense power often relinquish responsibility, you know. They have too much at stake, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas people who are coming into positions of some responsibility often are too scared to actually introduce something new and to take some new initiative. And of course those in between have got the pressures from every direction. So perhaps one of the things I could talk about would be this issue of how do we voice our ethical commitments as leaders at every level of responsibility, and how do we express those, and how do we develop a sense of being able to action those commitments while also taking other people along with us, you know? And being able to, I guess, share and communicate with people. And I think here what I call the mediation lens is very important, you know, this, mm-hmm. and we've discussed this in depth on several occasions, and this lens is, it's a way of looking at change in what happens between people,
yes.
not what happens within them.
Right.
You know, it's looking at transformation in terms of the second person, of relationality, of the space between. Yeah. And I like to use this particular lens approach in teaching ethics, you know, and it works very powerfully, you know.
Right.
It's something which there's a couple of interesting approaches to ethics that resonate very deeply with this approach, one of them being Mary Gentile's approach, or giving voice to values, and it's very, you know, giving and finding voice is the sort of mediating aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that process of putting your ethical commitments out there in the public arena so that they can be recognised, so that they can be negotiated, so that they can enter into the social space that exists and links and networks collective entities, that process is fundamentally a transformative one.
Do you draw on any adult development or cultural development framework to think about that mediation process?
Not really. I don't use the altitudinal scale in this process. I find it's, you know, I think altitudinal scale is very useful in many contexts, but in a teaching context, I don't find it useful at all.
I was thinking about addressing the various perspectives on ethics and the mediation process in the youth space.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an interesting question you might play with.
Absolutely. In that second person, the relational, the I-thou space, sure. But I don't bring in, you know, a stage lens into that space.
Right. Well, let me appreciate, you know, what you've shared so far, and I'm glad you have a lot more time at the conference itself. Here we're putting on this International Integral Leadership Conference online, and hopefully we'll have people from many countries. Looking optimistically into the future, given all the challenges that clearly you're concerned with, what's an outcome that you might hope that this online conference can help our community to achieve?
I think, you know, fundamentally, when, I guess, in a community of inquiry is a very important thing. And when people come together and share ideas in a space that's open to new ideas and to new understandings and so on, all manner of things can come about. This conference like this is very much about creating a fertile space. And I really love that idea of, you know, letting the many flowers blossom for all the different reactions and ideas to come forth within that space. Beyond that, I wouldn't dare to try and predict anything that would happen. But that in itself is a wonderful thing, you know, that we share these ideas together and come together in that space. It's a wonderful thing. And thank you for facilitating that opening up that space for us.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And I'm looking forward to your presentation very much, as always.